don't forget, I've been in the European Parliament for years, so I've seen this happen all over Europe. I've seen the Danes forced to vote again, the Irish forced to vote again, the Dutch and French ignored. There is a political and wealthy ruling elite who are not prepared to accept the democratic result of referendums.
Do you want a country where we have no process? Where everything we do in life, being buying a house...
It's called a referendum. We've had a referendum.
If Parliament wanted to, the Referendum Act would not have said it was advisory. The politicians lied all the way through because they didn't say that.
I take the advisory point, and I would now wish to see constitutional change to make referendums binding. And that then would end this argument, and there'd be no need for this case.
Do you think there now needs to be another general... If Brexit is sort of stuck inside the House of Commons and the House of Lords, we haven't even talked about the Lords for a while, do you think there needs to be another general election?
Yes, I think that if Parliament was to effectively try and mandate the Prime Minister to try and keep us inside the single market, I don't think Theresa May would have any choice but to go to the country for a spring general election. And she could do so on a very clear ticket, win a big majority. The House of Lords problem, there are over 104 Liberal Democrat life peers who appear to be pledged to delaying the process as much as possible.
And some conservative peers as well.
I mean, this could be the end of the House of Lords.